In a city marked by extreme wealth and extreme poverty, many fear the middle class is disappearing. Carving out more of that middle ground is what Mayor Bill de Blasio promised during his campaign. All this week, WNYC is exploring what life is like smack in the middle of the income stream. Using new U.S. Census data, we found five census tracts, one in each borough, that closely match the city's median household income of around $52,000. For our Manhattan installment, WNYC's Janet Babin visited Central Harlem.
This patch of Upper Manhattan is about 15 minutes or two stops from Columbus Circle on the A train. It's a commercial thoroughfare with not much middle-class appeal, until you come to Jackie Robinson Park. Here, songbirds preen in the sycamore trees and hide from a hawk in the park's rocky cliffs to the west. Columbia student Kate Durham is part of the neighborhood's changing demographics. She moved here in 2012, in part because the park is a great place to walk her dog.
Of course, when we moved here, my mom was like, "You're going to live in Harlem?" But I love living here. It's great.
The park was created in the late 1800s as a playground. It's remained an anchor for the community and lately has helped attract an influx of residents like Durham, college-educated, more middle class. And these newcomers help to lift Central Harlem out of poverty, says Vicky Bean. She's the director of NYU's Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy.
This was a very poor neighborhood. As recently as 2000, the neighborhood's median income was half that of the city's. So the fact that it's now at the median income for the city is really a remarkable change.
According to the census figures, more than 60% of the people in this census tract are new to the neighborhood, having moved here between 2000 and 2009. But a few residents still remember when this park was a sketchier place.
This is actually, you know, the nickname for this place is actually a dead man's valley. It's called that because it's so dangerous.
That's resident Andres Arango. He lives across from the park with his mother and sister in a 12-story affordable housing tower called the Sutton. It was built on city-owned land in 2007. Arango says the neighborhood's changed dramatically since then.
And we just watched all these buildings magically come up. There's this building, and it's really amazing because it was like a whole bunch of crack houses before.
You can't see it from here, but a once notorious public housing project called the Polo Grounds is four blocks away. Arango says violence from the projects used to ricochet south to this neighborhood. These days, an average sale price at the Sutton is $355,000, according to the real estate site StreetEasy, and a three-bedroom sold for more than $500,000 last year. But the census tract remains a mashup. There's a Starbucks on one corner and a classic fried chicken shop on another.
Soon I'm going to load the fire. Right now I just want to get the oil hot.
Charles Gabriel has owned Charles Country Pan Fried Chicken for about 20 years and has lived in this neighborhood for 50. Food transcends income levels, and he welcomes everyone. But Gabriel says he's uneasy about the neighborhood's gentrification.
And do you think that's good for the neighborhood or bad?
Well, I don't think it's that good because, you know, really, you still got people out here that can't afford and which may be moving out because of the neighborhood change.
Happy holidays, sister.
Charles's customer, Sharon Allen, lives in the Polo Grounds projects. She says she'd like to move to one of the new residential towers, but she says they're out of her reach.
It's like almost all the buildings that they're building is condos, co-ops, and it's like in order to get into the building, it's like a raffle, a drawing, like bingo.
Allen's right. Affordable housing is so scarce for city-sponsored apartments and homes. The tenants and homeowners get selected through lotteries. According to the city's website, demand always exceeds supply. New housing may have helped lift this neighborhood up, with units attracting people near the median income. But $51,865, that's a far cry from what Allen makes now.
No, I'm low income. Paycheck to paycheck. That's how I'm living. Paycheck to paycheck.
Allen's hoping Mayor Bill de Blasio will make good on his promise to lobby officials in Albany for the right to raise wages for New York City workers. But even if the minimum wage were raised to $10 an hour, that's still only about $400 a week for full-time workers, far below the city's median income level. Outside of Charles's Chicken on Frederick Douglass Boulevard, another sign of the back and forth that is Census Tract 259. Charles's glass door is shattered. covered only with cardboard on one of the coldest days of the year.
What happened to your door?
Oh, kids in the neighborhood. You know, it was when school was out last week, and they kicked on it. And then
Charles Gabriel takes pranks from the neighborhood kids in stride. What he really fears is that he'll get priced out of his own neighborhood. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.